When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
All right, in this episode of CarCast, we follow a Lambo 400 2+2 on Bring a Trailer. We get deep into the new Porsche.
The new GT3.
The new GT3. Talk about the Bugatti. Chiron.
Yeah,
we don't know what it, we don't know what it's called. And update on the 510 BRE. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other. How about you get the bundle going with your automotive policy? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. Good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. You just go to geico.com. You get a quote. You see just how much you could be saving when you go to geico.com. So get your bundle on. Geico makes it Geico easy at geico.com. Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice. We got a mandate. You get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea over there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Getting a little itchy to get back into the driver's seat somewhere.
It's been interesting a while. You said that because there's a race coming up. We just got a friend from our an email from our friend at Dave Stone, and he said, "If you want to hit Laguna Seca, you can do that June 5th and 6th. And if you want to hit Sonoma, October 1st through 3rd.
I got a email from the NSRA, NPR,
CSRG,
I don't know, whatever association I'm in. And they were weird. They were like, oh, here's our upcoming events. And then they were like, we have an event at Laguna Seca on like March 13th. And I was like, ooh, what is this? And I couldn't find anything other than Formula Ford. So I don't know what that is, but June
5th and 6th, and I think they're going to run some of the little sedans over there, so you can run your different drummer car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it'll be nice get that car sorted out a little bit.
I just got this like minutes ago that that timing might work out pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to do a Trans Am race though, so. Keep working.
I don't know what's going on with Trans Am, and everything's just up in the air.
I know, especially in California, but it'd sure be nice to get into another one of those. To get into a Trans Am 1 race at Laguna Seca would just be a thrill.
Yeah, the Trans Am at Laguna Seca.
That would be awesome.
We have to check the schedule again to see maybe, like, if Trans Am Laguna Seca was like on the schedule for September or October, then it's more likely it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't checked the dates in a while. Maybe Chris will come across it at some point.
All right. You want to hit Dodge?
Yeah. You know, Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today to schedule your test drive.
So we're keeping an eye as we tape the show on a Bring a Trailer Lambo 68 400 GT 2+2 because we love those cars. And one just sold at auction in France over the weekend, I think for about $587 or something like that. It was high fives.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, and I don't know if you noticed this, but I was like, oh, well, that's going to help the car on Bring a Trailer. The Bring a Trailer car is gray with a kind of beige interior, which is not a great combo on that car.
It's not yellow, though.
No, it's
and
not.
It's actually not the red, which I don't really like on this car.
That is true. Both those things are accurate. And it's not so much the outside color of the car, it's the inside.
Okay.
When you do like the gunmetal gray, you need to do a black interior or red interior or something like that. This is a beige and tan interior with a gray kind of outside. And it's just, it's not a very appealing combo. So I don't know if that's going to hurt it, but as I was looking at it, I thought, well, if I was selling this car, I would definitely point out to everyone that one just sold a few days earlier for $587. But I was scrolling down the thing, and it said one just sold in Europe for like $515. And I realized, oh, I don't think they added the buyer's premium. And
maybe somebody quoted the hammer, not the...
Right. And it's something that you especially... it's a little hole in your game, which every time we bring this up, I go, hey, man, $587. And you go, yeah, but that's with the premium. And it's like, but it's someone cut a check for $587. That's my ultimate argument. Whether you bought it on eBay or bring a trailer or some auction in France where it was a 15% markup or whatever, it's still what the car sold for.
Yeah.
And whoever was bidding at that price factors in the extra 13% or whatever the premium is over there. So we're 385 with 10 minutes left. So we'll see if this thing hops or pops.
Yeah, we can watch it while we do this. But you're right. The comments have been very active on this car. And it's still interesting because I don't know. I guess we've been paying these cars attention for some time now. And it still seems sort of normal to us, but still a lot of people are like, oh, I haven't seen this car before.
They're really interesting pieces. I went to the Concorso Italiano at Pebble Beach, maybe the first year I was there. And I went to the Lamborghini department and I didn't know a lot about Lamborghinis at the time. But of course, I went right over to the Muras, and I thought that was cool. And then I was looking at the Countaches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I stumbled across a few of these cars, and I was like, "What is this?" Because it just didn't look anything like the Muras or the Countaches or the Diablos or anything that Lambo to put out. And I remember looking at it. I remember going, "Oh, this is a cute little car."
Yeah.
And for some reason, maybe I was in kind of Maserati mode, which, you know, I can oftentimes easily slip into Maserati mode. I said, "What's this got? Like a straight six in it?" And they're like, "No, it's a 4-liter V12, you know, aluminum, four cam, six carburetor." And I was like, "Wow, this is a lot of car."
And then you start looking at production numbers and going, "Oh, this is really rare."
Yeah, this is a really cool piece. How come these aren't valuable? And that was, you know, 10 years ago. I bought, I don't know, two or three of them over the years. And they weren't that much when I bought them. I mean, they were a lot in terms of, you know, $100,000, but not $587,000.
Well, which is interesting is this car that we're looking at and bring a trailer, it sold 2 years ago, like 2019, to the seller for $368,000 on bring a trailer.
Right.
And he says he has since then put about $100,000 into it. You know,
right.
Whatever. You can take it with a grain of salt. There's some amount of money.
I also think those cars have popped a little since 2019. Uh-oh. You're in trouble, Matt. Trans Am at Laguna Seca?
Yeah.
Oh, April 29th through May 2nd.
Yeah, you're not going to make that.
Oh, come on. Get on it, man.
First of all, Gavin Newsom won't let you go.
If you want to make a phone call, I can filibust here for a minute. Let's get down there, man.
The problem is when right now, especially in California, when you have an event like that, it's too risky for the sponsors to come on board and going, hey, we're going to commit to doing all this stuff with you when the race can potentially be canceled or no spectators or half, or, you know, like it just starts. That's the nature of this mess that we're in, is why we kept getting shot down before. Is if you said, hey, this was in September, look, IndyCar is starting in April And they're like, we're so glad to be starting. We're definitely going to be driving the cars. All the deals are in place. Whether or not people are going to be there to watch the race is a whole different issue.
Well, you know? I learned from watching Biden the other day that we can reopen the schools. We just have to mask up and put a bunch of loose sight barriers up and get the ventilation. And everyone needs the distance. And except for every time anyone talks to anyone in California and goes, when are we going to reopen this and that? They go, we have to mask up and we have to socially distance.
Yeah.
And we need proper ventilation. And then we go, yeah, yeah. Everyone knows that. Now, when are we going to open up? And they go, well, here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
They don't tell us when we're going to open up.
And listen, don't get me wrong. What fits that better than an outdoor racing event, especially when you're the one driving with the windows down at 140 miles an hour? What's more ventilated than that?
I'll do you better than windows down, no windows.
Right. But yes. I mean, like, it's just the amount of, I don't know, even just walking around the track of Laguna Seca, you know.
There's no safer environment on the planet, but they're not.
First of all, it's always windy.
They're not sympathetic to the folks that are burning all the high test fuel. I'll put it to you that way. All right. So we'll keep an eye on the Lambo with about 5 minutes left. Also, Porsche. Naturally aspirated.
Well, so there's been some crazy announcements in cars the past few days. You know, the new 911, this 992 platform, I believe that we're on. We've seen Porsche Turbo, Turbo S, and the first of the GT cars, the Porsche GT3, has been announced. And now this is actually pretty cool because at Speed Vegas just a while ago, I drove the GT3 and I got out of the car. I was like, man, this car is great. I felt confident. It felt fast. And Porsche is saying that this GT3 was 17 seconds around the ring than the one we just drove.
Faster.
17 seconds faster around the Nürburgring ring. It is a 4-liter flat six, 502 horsepower. And I'll bring up some more of the exact specs, but they're saying this is essentially the cup car engine. As a matter of fact, it's only like 8 horsepower and 1 pound-feet of torque less than the cup car engine that they're basically just putting in this. The aero is fantastic. You can get it with the PDK transmission or the 6-speed manual. And it has individual throttle bodies. So it's got ITBs on it, which I hope they show off.
They won't.
Well, it's not a turbo car, so it doesn't need the big intercooler, you know, shoved up near the wing. And I mean, if there's ever an opportunity, I'm sure you're going to open it. It's just going to be like a plastic shield with an oil fill, you know, but it would be great to show it off.
It would. They just, it's weird. It's kind of like they're, it's, you know, how Porsche has their stuff. Everyone has their stuff. You know, they have the key on the left and the key in the race car and stuff like that. Making undramatic looking engines is kind of, I mean, you think about all their crazy engines. First thing in the race cars, first thing you look at them, and there's a huge fan on top.
Yeah,
you're just looking
at
a big plastic fan, you know? I'm trying to picture a Porsche engine that really looked bitchin' that came from the factory. It there's always that huge, big plastic, you know, sort of air plenum cleaner filter thing. It's not their thing. And I'll tell you why it's not their thing, because they will not give up 1 foot-pound of torque or 1 piece of horsepower or 10 ounces to make the thing look cool.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Dodge would, or some other car company, Corvette would, you know, like we get it. Or I don't know if we get it, but I mean, we like it. You know what I mean? We want to pop the hood, so to speak.
Yeah.
They don't pop the hood. They have a deck lid.
And we've seen supercars like McLarens and stuff. You can't even open it. You can see through the glass a little piece that they want you to see. And it's funny because at some point, even McLaren's like, well, we don't want you to open it to look at the engine, but we will throw a couple little LEDs in there so you can light up the top that we do want you to see. But you have to unbolt everything to get in there. But anyway, so we've got this hot new Porsche. You know, it It's lighter weight. It's got bigger tires. It's a 255 in the front, a 315 in the rear.
Oop, the Lambo just popped $3,000.
Oh, there we go.
Went to 388 with 2.5 minutes left.
All adjustable aero, the front splitters, the wings. You can change the downforce, I think, on the front with the aero from 50% to 150%, depending on which setting. I believe there's four different settings.
I'm sure
on
all the jack-offs in traffic on PCH will be telling that to their new lady friends. I'm going to change the aero.
Let me pull over. Get out. Just actually, while you're out there, honey, go ahead and...
You have to get out an Allen wrench.
Probably. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you could do it on the fly.
Probably not, because it's weight.
That's the thing, is when you want to cut the weight, which they've done. Now, here's the thing, 3,100 pounds, because no turbo, rear-wheel drive.
That is a light-ass modern car.
If you get it with the carbon fiber racing seats that save 26 pounds, mm-hmm. Even the new wheels, they cut a couple of pounds here and there, just like everything was meant for a carbon fiber hood, carbon fiber wing, thinner glass, lighter weight glass. Just a tad over 3,100 pounds. You're right, for a modern day car.
That's lighter than a Mini Cooper. What's a new Mini Cooper? Don't give me the goddamn Clubman either.
The regular Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Like the Cooper S.
All right, we're 2 minutes and we're at 405.
That's a nice little jump.
We popped up.
Mm-hmm. The Porsche is 502 horsepower. 346 pound-feet of torque, 9,000 RPM redline.
Wow, that's nice.
The individual throttle. Yeah, the individual throttle bodies we talked about, dry sump oiling.
The Mini Cooper's 27 to 31, so 31.
Yeah.
So you're in Mini Cooper territory there. 410 with a minute 45 left.
These guys go.
Yeah.
It's going. Like I said, you can get it with a manual transmission. It'll do 0-60 in 3.2 seconds. Now, keep in mind, you can go get your Porsche 911 Turbo, and it'll be faster, all-wheel drive in 2.5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But this is the lightweight rear-wheel drive non-turbo version. When you get to GT3 RS or GT2, you change the configurations on these things. But it looks kind of badass, the vents in the hood.
Oh, sorry. We're at 420, and I guess they added time.
Yes, which they may do that for a little bit.
Yes.
You can't outbid the clock like you could on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I'll point out, carbon ceramic brakes are an option. 16.1 inch in the front, 15.4 in the rear.
God, we don't want to go all the way back, but I remember when a 13 or 14 inch caliper was a big ass
still
deal, right?
14 inch, it's massive.
It's over 16 on 15 inch rims, I hear,
which is interesting. Anyway, they ran a 659.927 at the Nürburgring, so under 7 minutes, which is crazy impressive supercar territory, and that was 17 seconds faster than its predecessor, the previous one. Expect prices to be about $150,000. If you can get one.
Yeah, I think you have to get in line for that one, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound that expensive for what you just described.
Yeah, well, GT3, it's in there. Again, once you deal with whatever markups and on the list and, all this stuff. But I'm sure the carbon ceramic brakes are going to be an option, a few of the carbon fiber bits. I don't know, maybe you're in the $180,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a badass car. And it was funny because when we did go to Speed Vegas, they had a GT3 and a GT3 RS.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there. They were saying, hey, you're not going to notice that much of a difference, unless you're, Marino Franchini or something between the RS and the GT3.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and the GT3 is going to be more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The seats are more comfortable. We hit the track with the air conditioning on. So I don't know. So when you start getting in to GT3 and you spend a couple of bucks on the options, like the radio and the air, you have a pretty nice, run around town car, weekend cruiser. Then you can hit the track, go out to Willow, go out to Button Willow, something like that, and have some fun with that thing. Maybe thermal.
Yeah, I do think, you know, we've talked about in the past that some of these crazy cool garage or some of these crazy Kevin Hart builds are not really track cars, and maybe some of the Ferrari stuff and maybe even McLaren or something. But that GT3 just sounds like a great, you could cruise it down to Malibu and then you could get some track time.
It's actually, when we spoke to the Speed Vegas guys, they said they opened up their track, I don't know, like once a month or something, for people to bring their own cars. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about the RS, but the GT3 is probably, you know, you get a nice Expel clear paint protection film on it. You probably can head out on a Friday, spend the weekend in Vegas, hit the track with your car for a couple hours, you know, and drive home.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a bad little weekend.
No,
you don't have to bring much luggage.
I concur. Lambo at 450.
Oh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, well, not for me. I've been watching it the whole time. You've been talking.
Well, I mean, what's good is I was questioning, we said it sold for 368 and he put 100 grand into it. I was like, oh, maybe he's going to make, you know, 30 grand back of that 100. But now he's getting closer.
Well, I was a little more confident in that if one sold 4 days ago for well over 500K, you know, almost 600, how's this thing going to stall out at 350? You know what I mean? It's pretty apples to apples. You know what I'm saying? And I know Europe is a little different, and I know things are not, you know, completely apples to apples, but it didn't make sense that one just sold for 587 and this thing doesn't get over 450. That just seemed like too. I could see a $100,000 chasm, but I couldn't see a $200,000 chasm. All right, let me tell you about Policy Genius. It's the shortest month. That's what we're in. So you've got slightly less time to check off your February to-dos. Policy Genius helps you kill two birds with one stone. Compare home and auto insurance rates and save up to $1,055 a year by reshopping. Head to PolicyGenius.com, answer a few quick questions about yourself and your policy. Then Policy Genius compares the rates from over 30 top insurers, from Progressive to Nationwide, to find you the lowest quote. They'll find ways to maximize your savings, including bundling home and auto policies. If they find a better rate than you're paying now, they'll switch it over for free. 5-star rating across 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google as well. It's Policy Genius, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, if you're worried that March is right around the corner and you've barely gotten anything done, take a deep breath. Policy Genius will help you make the most of this short month in minutes. Just reshop your home or auto insurance and you can save up to $1,055. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get started right now. That's Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
All right, well, the Lambo's moving in like $2,000 increments up to 458 now.
And they're resetting the timer.
Rebooting that clock. We will take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about you, an upcoming drive you got with the Bugatti Chiron.
Chiron.
Yeah. Pure sport. Holy mackerel. And then we'll put a button on this Lambo right after this.
Corolla Drinks fans, 2021 has arrived, and our mission from here on out is to make up for the miserable year that was 2020. The Corolla Family Barbecue was canceled, Mangria bar crawls were off the table, and any and all new products we wanted to roll out were put on hold. This year, that all changes. Case Club members from last year can look forward to a better Corolla Family Barbecue with more food, more booze, and more special musical guests. Plus, a signed bottle of Adam's new whiskey, 818 Rye. The barbecue is sold out. But if you decide to stay in this most exclusive club, or you're a first-time buyer, we're happy to announce the Mangria Bar Crawl is back. That's right. The Friday before the barbecue will be packed with buses, booze, Lynette, and your favorite lackeys. This Corolla family weekend will be one you'll never forget. For the 3 and 6-pack tiers, we've got you covered. Along with your shipment, you'll receive a New Year Fixed Everything t-shirt featuring Adam amongst the rubble of the City of Angels. For more info on 818 Rye and the Wine Club tiers, head to CorollaDrinks.com and help us make 2021 a year to remember.
Valentine's Day in Hell, the second iteration of Audio Ups in Hell franchise. First, Halloween in Hell, most downloaded scripted musical podcast of all time, features a spooky holiday story with brand new music from today's biggest hit makers and social media stars. Stars me as the devil, yours truly, Adam Carolla. Centers on the pressures and expectations of Valentine's Day with a satirical view of social media influencers, hype houses, and 80s and 90s teen horror flicks. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Valentine's Day in Hell. Check it out. All right, back with CarCast. The Lambo's up to 460 even now. So there's interest in these cars, and they're definitely popping. And also, good on Bring a Trailer, because Matt, you know, I'm always right about everything. It's been 3 or 4 years since I was saying, why do you want to go to an auction and give away 10% to the auction house or have to pay? You know, and I was constantly saying that that factors in. At 460 with 10%, you're at 500. You're over 500.
Yeah.
Right? And then the buyers know that.
Yeah. And I think Bring a Trailer is still $5,000, you know, up to five, you know, whatever. It's a percentage up to $5,000 max.
Mm-hmm.
And they just hit, you know, when you sign up, they just ding your credit card for it. So, yeah, it's good to see that this is moving. It looks like the guy's making his money back, you know, whatever he paid and what he put into it.
Well, he's kind of right there right now.
Yeah.
All right. So you with the Chiron.
Yeah. So I've got, you know, the next few months, I've got maybe 7 different press cars from Nissan Rogue to Toyota Tacoma to all kinds of interesting stuff to be testing over the next, 3 months or something like that. And Toyota Supra, you know, a couple fun things. But I'm going to go head out in a couple of days to do a quick drive, spend a couple hours in the Bugatti Chiron Pure Sport. So they already took the Chiron, and I hope I'm saying it right. Chiron?
I don't know. Chiron, I think.
And,
who knows?
And they turned it up a notch. It's something like 3.6 million, 3.4 million, 3.6 million. It's like 3 million euros before any options. And we're going to do a little drive event. I'm going to go with one of the Bugatti drivers. He's going to, you know, ride shotgun with me. And I don't have too much. I didn't want to dig into it too much until I got there. But you're talking 1,500 horsepower, all-wheel drive, I think quad turbo. I heard it does four-wheel burnouts, and you know, just all the crazy things you would expect, like 3D printed titanium exhaust tips to get the shape and the thinness of the metal, you know, and they had a 3D print it just to, you know, a little bit of weight savings.
So it's better than the Honda that has just that one oval in the middle, but then the 2-inch exhaust stops 4 inches from
right.
it.
Is right.
it
better just, than it's that? It's just slightly better. It'd be funny if I got there and it's like 3D printed titanium, but not attached to the exhaust. It was just like the
well,
tip.
Well, to be fair to me, that's what they did with the Miras, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They did. Now they're worth a ton. You know, we talk about how it's easy to make horsepower. You know, it seems like we can make cars fast now. But the complexity, of course, is can you make it safe? But then how do you make it livable? And what I've been hearing so far, and I'll find out in a few days, we could talk about it next week on the show, is how it is to drive this car. I'm told this thing is fantastic in that it's docile, it's easy to drive, and then when you turn it up a notch, whether just smash the throttle or turn it into different modes, it'll break loose all four tires. Like, it's just a monster. But to be able to drive something around town without bogging and jerking around and bumpy and uncomfortable, it's like, how do you, like, what we're doing now with technology and tuning and all kinds of stuff, like, we're talking about cars now that, you know, sport mode used to be, oh, it sport mode just meant 80% throttle, and you hit the button, it goes to 100% throttle. But, you know, like we were saying, you can get Mustangs now with adjustable steering, adjustable suspension, a magnetic ride. And, you know, so when you get into the world of multi-million dollar cars like Bugatti and Koenigsegg and all the crazy stuff they're doing, It's impressive. So it'll be very interesting to come back with a report on this car. I don't know. I get like 2 hours in the car, something like that. It looks cool.
It is cool. I will say the first iteration of the Bugatti when they came back with it.
Like the Veyron. Not like EB110 or EB.
Yeah, not that kooky car, which is kind of cool kooky from the 90s. But when they came back again after that, the styling was a little bubbly or a little round or a little something. They just didn't like a lot of the lines of the car. I didn't like the rims, like the painted rims looked a little weird. Mm. It was a little weird. They have flattened it out, kind of made it a little more muscular. They've done a lot with the styling to really
bring
it on.
When you see the profile, this big C shape, the Chiron, this big C shape on the side. But yeah, the front is much prettier, has more of a nose to it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks good. Here's the thing I brought up on a previous show is no one likes to go in after the fact, right? Like you buy a car or even, you know, the super rich with their private planes and going, oh, I just spent $30 million on a plane. Why do I got to spend $1 million on doing the maintenance and blah, 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 you know? If this car's $3.4 million, you know, call it $4 million if they're taxes and whatever, the fun part is going in and ordering it and picking the colors and the custom leathers. And that's where you can go, oh, yeah, you should include all the scheduled maintenance, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think they offer that. The part that stings is later when you get hit with a $30,000 brake job or $5,000, you know, tires, you know, because you got to custom make the tires for the car. They got to come from Bugatti.
I would say $5,000 for one tire.
Probably,
I mean, right? It's going to be more than $1,250 a corner, I bet.
That's the part that, I don't know, is it because they don't want you to drive it? And you're going, well, you know, if I keep driving this thing, I'm going to have to do a $2,500 oil change. I'd rather just go, hey, it's not $3.4 million. It's $3.6 million, but all that shit's included.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, obviously you're in super rarefied air when you buy a car like that. And I wonder if part of it is kind of bragging rights, like an oil change cost $31,000. You know what I mean?
Like, it kind of is, but everyone's butt is hurt when they have to pay that bill. Right? Like, you know, like if it was like, actually, Ferrari is getting ahead of this. I was talking to Brad Fanchon. He went with Michael Anthony not too long ago to buy whatever latest Ferrari he has. And they do schedule maintenance and everything. If you're not on the racetrack, they'll even do like brakes. And the guy at Ferrari was like, hey, this is a whole new Ferrari. And we could do all the schedule maintenance. You pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now. And then the guy at Ferrari was like, no, 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 you buy a warranty and we give you the car. That's how he's positioning it.
Oh, so you spend $300,000 on a warranty.
Yeah, and then you get the car.
The car comes with it.
Yeah, the car comes with it. But I kind of like that thought process of what they're doing. When mm-hmm. you're getting into multi-million dollars, because like you're 18 months into ownership and you got to do a $2,000 oil change. You're like, I get it. I was kind of expecting it, but still a little stings. But because it's after you have the car, but when you're sitting there and you're super excited and you're meeting with the guys in the suits and you're like, oh, I want this leather. And your wife's like, no, no, get the logo and the headrest. It's only $15,000 extra to stitch it in.
Yeah. Whose wife is saying that?
And then they say, oh, and the, you know, if you want the full scheduled maintenance, everything, never worry about the car at mm-hmm. $200,000. I think you check that box, right?
Yeah.
And then you drive the shit out of the car.
I guess so, but is anyone really going to drive the shit out of that car?
Okay, I knew you were going to say that, and here's my pitch to the Bugattis of the world and the Koenigseggs of the world. Then it's like insurance. You're making money off of it because
right.
how many people are going to dip into that program?
Yeah, yeah, they're not, you're right. It's going to be like the warranty when you buy a flat panel TV.
Yeah.
They go, buy the warranty. My whole thing always back in those days is like, when they would pitch the warranty really hard, I'd be like, oh, now I don't want the warranty because obviously
I don't even know if I want the TV. You make it sound like it's going to break.
Money off it. It was always funny back in the day. You'd go into one of those places like Fry's or something, and you'd go like, I need a DVD player, or I need a flat panel TV, or I need a stereo tuner, you know, and the guy's like, oh, listen, the best out there, it's the Sony, it's the 1800 Sony, supersonic series. I have one of these at home. They're awesome. These things are bulletproof, and they're made to the highest standards. And then you go to buy it, and they're like, you should get the warranty. And like, how come? Sometimes I heard about you just plug them in, they catch on fire. It's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, which one is it?
Yeah. Is this the best TV out there, or is it randomly catch on fire?
This is the, I always love it when I pass the car dealership that says, we pay the most for used cars. And then they go, we have rock bottom prices on used cars. I'm like, you can't have it both
ways.
That's right. You could pay the most, but then you can't put the other part up there. Now we're at 483 with 5 seconds.
Well, let's see if it's going to reset.
Three, two, one.
Ooh, checking. It's got a process. Checking. Yeah. Checking, oh, the internet's slow.
483. It is checking. Hey, 483 is a good price for that
car. I would be happy with this number if I was sold.
At 483, which is really pretty much $100,000 off the one that just sold in Europe, but like I said, this
car, he got all his money back.
This car does not present as nicely as some of the ones we've had seen over the years. So that's a good price. We'll take it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That was better than I thought it was going to do. I was a little, you know, Bring a Trailer always does that shock and awe at the end.
Well, the thing about Bring a Trailer, and I think you get lulled into this sense, and I do a little bit, but I'm not as gullible as you. The way it works is that car, there's a market for that car. It's, you know, $500,000, $450,000, mm-hmm. or the one that just sold in Europe, but it's, you know, $375,000 to $450,000 or whatever's the market. And they'll put it on for like 11 days. And on day three, it'll be $200,000. So you go, oh, not too shabby. And then it'll just sit at $200,000
for the next 10 days.
You'll check 5 days later and you go, what the fuck's going on? And it's like, well, what's going on is we're not going to do anything until the last 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. I don't know why. And it's like, it's sitting at 200. Like, it's sitting there. Like, yeah, right. I know it's sitting there.
It's sitting there financially at 200, but it's starting to spread the word. That's the whole point of like, hey, the views are going up, the comments are going up.
Who's
going
to give a $50,000 bid 4 days out? You know what I mean? So I'm always surprised it gets up to $200,000 9 days out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then in the last 15 minutes, it jumps up $150,000.
Yeah.
Like that's how that works. This thing went from... It went from like 368 to basically... 483 in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Speaking of Bring a Trailer, though, did you see the gray, like 510, a little hot rod street car that was on?
I did see it. I didn't look. I didn't dive into it.
Yeah. Let's see if Chris or somebody can find it. It's a gray Datsun 510. But, you know, it's not a racing car. It's a street car. But it's kind of done up, you know, with... You've done up in a way where it's like a cool little hot rod. I don't even recall what engine that they had into it, but if he finds it up there, it's kind of here
I
it is.
I think it had a.
Yeah, you got a little bit of flares on it, and it's got a good look, and the blacked out trim, and whatnot. So it's a kind of a cool looking car. I don't know where they are on it. What's the bid on it? Price 12.5.
Yeah. It's got the 2 liter whatever powered. I think my BRE tribute car had that. I'm happy to say that one of the first Datsuns I bought was when I got into show business. It was a BRE tribute car, and now I have 4 BRE cars. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I also drove it home from San Diego with like 13-inch rims. It was crazy. Crazy to drive that thing back from San Diego. But Sean's making good headway on the 510 over there. by the way.
Yeah, the BRE car. I'm going to go over there and take some pictures.
The yellow and white. Starting to kind of get into that a little bit.
Yeah, it's starting to look good.
Yeah, I think when you add the black and the red and the decals and the numbers and stuff like that, I think it's going to balance out quite nicely. We'll put some of those pictures up, but it's kind of a cool piece. I don't know. Maybe it's the yellow. Maybe the yellow is got a little more mustard in it and a little less. I don't like the super bright kind of canary yellow. I like a little more in the brown mustard department. So maybe it's got a little of that. But when you start getting into painting a real BRE car or just doing a real BRE paint job on a tribute car, you really start to understand kind of the genius of Pete Rock.
Like
when you go, well, no, you take the color and you bring it down to the B pillar, but then it's black. The black carries on to the into the sill of the window, and then it turns yellow. And it's like it's so easy to be kind of dismissive, like, oh, that's a yellow and white car. It's got yellow stripes.
Yeah.
But the way the yellow carries through and goes through and then how the window sills, for lack of a better term, get blacked out, you know, and the BRE's black and the Datsun's red, or it's vice versa, I can't remember, but the number on the roof and 45-55 sort of ratio with the yellow to white, you start really realizing there is a very subtle kind of genius going on with that scheme.
Yeah, and it's not, and none of it is random with him. Like, he put a lot of thought into it, because even now when you talk to him, he's got a lot of very specific things, and I go, no, the A pillar does this, and then the B pillar does this with the colors, and half and half, and what I did there, and you know, and things like, you know, it's about perspective and how you see it, and so he got some interesting thoughts put into it, which is good. So it's looking good. Yeah, I'll grab some photos. I'll put it up on my motoring social media.
You got
as well.
Dodge there?
Yeah. So here's a word from our friends at Dodge, a little bit more that gets going on. So Dodge has officially opened orders for the new 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. This is the most powerful SUV ever. I saw the specs on it. It runs quarter miles, runs 1150s.
Jesus.
It's exclusive for 2021. It features a 710 horsepower, new aggressive exterior styling, and a new interior with a driver-centric cockpit. And the best part in my mind is all buyers will receive a full day of pro instruction at the Bondurant High Performance Driving School, which I think is great if you get this thing. Deliveries begin early this year. And you know, Dodge was ranked number one in initial quality for best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power, and is number one in the U.S. brand ever to be ranked, the first auto company to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer today and visit Dodge.com to schedule a test drive.
All right, Oklahoma City, Bricktown Comedy Club, February 26th, 27th, doing live pods and then stand-up there as well. And Reno and Waukegan, Illinois, just go to Adam Carolla. com, and you can find out all the dates, and you can also check out our YouTube page, see a bunch of live stand up there. What do you got, Matt?
Like I said, just to follow me at the Moderator on social media and Instagram, and I'll post some more pictures for you guys.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt the Moderator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Deep within the bowels of hell, the devil scrolls through Instagram and TikTok looking for fresh souls to enslave.
Yo, yo, what's up, my jits? It's your boy, Jaden Extra, here with some...
Who are these people?
Easy pickings for possession, your Lord Darkness.
They are truly unbearable.
I believe they refer to themselves as influencers. Do you have anyone particular in mind?
Money, money, money!
Him!
My numbers are way down, babe. I need to change it up. Didn't you see that Halloween video Machine Gun Kelly made with the devil? He's like huge now, all because he sold his soul to the devil. This could be my big chance.
I'm not having this conversation. It's wrong, Jaden, and it's evil.
I'm done with the drama, Fem. Just leave, all right? And you're not coming to Cabo with me.
I hate you! Sex. Hey, y'all, it's Fem.
What's up, it's Jaden.
What's up, it's Carly Hansen.
Hey, y'all, it's Oliver Tree.
Yo, what's going on, it's Ian Dior, and we all know Valentine's Day is the most romantic time of the year.
Whatever. My friends and I are about to turn the whole holiday upside down in our new scripted holiday series, Valentine's Day in Hell.
Are you familiar with the work of Anton LaVey?
Is he on TikTok?
No, he's not on TikTok, you dumbass. Anton Xandor LaVey. He's the dude who founded the Church of Satan. I'm starting to fear that maybe you're messing with powers that are far beyond your cognitive comprehension, Jaden.
I got it, bro. I've seen a version of this movie 20 times. You're like the badass demon hunter, and I'm just some little jit who is messing around with things he doesn't understand. And in the end, I'll get all messed up, and it will be up to you to, like, save me.
I wanna save you, but I can't even save myself. Can you even tell?
First, we spent Halloween in Hell. Now, you're invited to be a part of our next musical podcast from our In Hell series.
This time around, the devil is playing games with all of our hearts, trying to ruin our Valentine's Day plans by dragging us down to the fiery inferno in the deepest depths of hell.
Demons, place a hood over Jaden and escort him to hell.
This is your fault, Oliver. I know Jaden came to you for help.
Satan has picked Jaden for some reason. Now it's up to us to make this right. So who's with me?
I'm with you, Oliver.
I'll go.
What about you, sad girl?
I'll kill some people if that's what you want.
Then that leaves you, Clappy.
Count me in, Oliver. Besides, I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend my Valentine's Day in hell.
In each episode, you're going to hear new original music from artists like Ian Dior,
Jaden,
Carly Hansen, and me, Fem. Subscribe to the Valentine's Day in Hell podcast for full episodes, bonus material, and original music. This February, check out Valentine's Day in Hell.
Brought to you by Audio Up and Podcast One.
Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.